This week's parsha says right after Shlishi, Vayhi Bayom Ahem, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzi Alecha Vayar B'Sifloisim, Vayar Ish Mitzri Make Ish Ivri Me'acha. We saw Ish Mitzri hitting an Ish Ivri, he saw Goy hitting a Yid, Vayifen Koy V'Choy, and he turned this way and that way. Vayar Ki Ein Ish, he saw, Rashi brings down that there's going to be nobody coming out from this Ish Mitzri, Vayachas HaMitzri, Vayitmanei B'Choy. And he hit him, and he buried him in the sand. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara says over there that we learn from this pasuk Amar Reb Chanina, Ovid Kechovim Shehikah Es Yisrael, O Goy Hu Yitzayid, Chayiv Misa. O Goy Yitzayid is Chayiv Misa, Shanemar, Vayifen koi v'choi v'yar ki enish. Vayaches ha-mitzri. So it says that for goy hits a yid, it says in this pasuk, he saw a mitzri hitting a ivri, and he hit him and he killed him. So the Gemara learns from here that somebody who hits a yid is chayiv misa. It's machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and on one side and the Ran and the Ramban and many other rishonim on the other side. If this chiv misa is a chiv misa bidei shemayim or it's chiv misa bidei adam. So there's a famous vart from the Piskarov, Rav Shulei Diskin, and I saw that it's also a marsha and probably a lot of other people, that a lot of other gedolim that learn from the pasuk, that they darshan the pasuk like this, that it's that since the chiv misa was only a chiv misa bidei, if it's chiv misa bidei adam, if a person kills somebody and he's chiv misa. So we don't check to see if in future generations maybe there's going to be a good guy coming out of him. If he's chayv misa, he's chayv misa. So you got to kill him, you take him to Bezdin, and you kill him. So we know that an akum that does something, one of Zayim mitzvahs, he's over one of Zayim mitzvahs, so halacha is that he's nerag be'ed echad, be'dayin echad, and somebody who saw it is able to kill him. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu looking v'yar ki einish, v'yifin koi v'choi v'yar ki einish, that nobody Kosha was going to come out from this Mitzri's children, who cares? If he's Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Misa. So they want to say, no, because he's only Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. Because the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, Hilchos Melachim writes, Afal Pishu Chayiv Misa, Einoy Nerak. Torah Tumima on this Pasuk, that I just closed, but I have it written down here, writes that Benoyach is not Nerak only on the Zion Mitzvahs. And this is not one of the Zion Mitzvahs. So Melo, obviously it's not a chiv miso bidei adam, because then there would be ches mitzvahs. So it has to be that it's a chiv miso bidei shemayim, and it's not included in the zayim mitzvahs. And Melo, it works out very well with this whole vart with the Priskarov that he was looking into the future, and that's why he killed him. And they want to like to even that's why he killed him with the shem mifayrosh. Because that's considered like a sort of misa bidei shemayim. You're not hitting him. You're not killing him. You're using a spiritual force to kill him, and that would be nechshav like a misa bidei shemayim. The Ran learns that the mashmaos of the Gemara says that chayv misa. So it's mashma that he's nerag. So l'chayra, what do you do with this? The kash of the Torah Tumima. The Torah Tumima says that why isn't it included in the Zion? Where is it included in the Zion mitzvahs? So we have a few terutzim into this kasha. The Ran writes that it's midin gezel. It's included in the Zion mitzvahs because it's midin gezel. That makah mitzri akum shehekes Yisrael is chayv misa bidei adam in Bezdin because it's loigara from gezel, and he says the lashon is mali chava b'lamaynoi. Mali chava begufay. What's the difference if I hit him, if I take away his money, or I take away his health, I take away something of his well being? So he learns that would be included in gezel, and that's one of the pshatim. Another pshat is that based on the famous Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. That the Ramban learns over there that why were the Bnei Shechem why was the city of Shechem mechuyif misa? How could the Bnei Yaakov go ahead and kill out the entire city of Shechem? What did they do wrong? Shechem did aver. What did the city do wrong? So he says because they weren't Moshe Dayanim, they didn't have a system of justice set up in a way that would punish these evildoers, varaya, that they didn't prosecute him. And the Mela, they were all over on the mitzvah of dinim that they didn't do this. So based on this Ramban, it's much like this in the Ian Yaakov, so he says that it included in dinim is any monetary loss that you would cause to that a goy would cause would be included in dinim, not included in gezel, like the Ran wants to say, but more like included in dinim that dinim include any way that you damage somebody and you would incur a chiyuv in bezdin that would be included in the mitzvah of dinim that you are doing something that would owe money. What? Based on that Ramban over there. And I don't want to spend time on that. Okay. The Aruch Laner says that the reason why it be even though it's a chiyuv misa bidei adam, but it's not included in the Zayin mitzvahs, is because the Zayin mitzvahs are one type of chiyuv, which is the chiyuv is that these are mitzvahs that the goy is mechuyev to do or not to do. He's not allowed to kill, he's not allowed to be mevarech es Hashem, he's not allowed to serve avodah zarah, he's not allowed to do certain things. And over here, this mitzvah is not machmas so much what he's allowed to do or what he's not allowed to do, it's more b'toras that it's in the nifal that you're making on, you're starting up with a yid. Starting up with a yid is harim karen yisrael amecha, that you have to, the Jewish pride, that you start up with a yid, then you're chayiv misa. So hitting the yid is something that you're going to be chayiv misa for. Not so much that you're not allowed to do this because a goy is not allowed to do this, but because the yid, it's not allowed to be done to a Jew. So since it's in a different class, so that's why it's not included in the Zion. The Zion are things that you're not allowed to do because you're a goy, and the one is in things that are not allowed to be done to a Jew.
You can say that by Shechem also.
Okay. Yes. Yes. One of the, well, yeah, somebody else is Mara this, but I forgot his name. One of the boys in Yeshiva. Okay. Al Kapanim. So this is three ways why even though it would be a chiyuv misa bidei adam, so either it's included in dinim, either or it's included in gezel, or according to this Aruch Laner, it's in a different class. It's more not so much about the person that's doing it. Obviously, it has to be a guy that's doing it, or a b'chai misa, but it's in a different class because it's not about what he's doing, it's about what's being done to, it's about who it's being done to. Okay. So there's a famous medrash on this pasuk. The medrash says like this, that there's a machlokes, how did Moshe Rabbeinu kill the Mitzri? So the first mandam in the medrash says that he killed him with an egrif, killed him with a fist, punched him. Second Madama says he killed him with a magrefa sheltit, a shovel of, magrefa's a shovel? Something, yeah. Something of cement, maybe a pile of cement, whatever it is. And a shovel full of cement, I think it means. And the third sheet is that he killed him with the Shem HaFarash. Rashi brings down that he killed him with Shem HaFarash. And we spoke of before already that the Briska Rav says because Rashi's going with that sheet. So, Kipshuto, you learn. This is the standard, the yeshiva shemahalach would be that you say that the mandama that learns that he killed him the shema farash is because he's going with the shittas Rambam that it was chiv misa bidei shemayim, and the mandama that says he killed him with a egrif or with the magrif shaltit, he holds that it was a chiv misa bidei adam, merely he killed him b'yadayim. This is the standard mahalach, and it seems like the Maril Diskin goes with this, and the Briska Rav, who say that Rashi is going with the sheet that is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, I one time thought that maybe you can go and not be so yeshivish. That you could say that maybe everybody holds that killing with the Shem HaMefarash is considered killing B'yadayim. And this is based on a Tshuvas Halachas Ketanis, where Reb Yaakov Chagiz, where he writes over there like this. We read it inside because it's two lines. Shaila, Ha'hirig nefesh al yidei shema kishif mahu. Somebody who kills using the shema, or using magic. What's the halacha? So after tshuva, efsher the kivon dibura yavid maisa. Since with his words, he's doing an action. It's like tmura, where he's able to make a chalos. Ukizorik chetz largo. It's like throwing an arrow. Va'aleim nemer chetz shachet l'shoin. Ad kan divrei halachas ketanos. So he says that if somebody kills with the shoin mefarish, it's chayv misa. It's a regular chayv misa. You killed him. What's the difference if he used a chetz, a physical chetz, or he used the spiritual chetz? He harnessed the spiritual powers to go ahead and kill this guy. So melo zotel avada. He'd be chayv misa. So it comes out like this, that Avada, somebody who uses the Shem HaFarish, killed him the same way he killed him with an agref or with a magref shaltit. It's an action. The same way that's an action, the agref is an action, so too a Shem HaFarish is an action. You killed him with that. So what's the machlekes? So machlekes is like this, that the Rambam holds that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Klechemda says, Gemara Sanhedrin Pei Beis, that says that Kohen Sheshimish Betuma, Klechemda is in Parshas Noach. Kohen Sheshimish Betuma, Kohen who served in the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tame, says, Chayv Misa Bidei Shemayim. So the Gemara says, what do they do? The Pirchei Kuno used to take him into the Azara, and they would poison his Moichai, they would bust his brains, they would kill him. There's a big sugi over there. The Gemara handles back and forth. If it's chayv misa b'dei shemayim, not chayv misa b'dei shemayim, it's chayv misa b'dei adam. The Gemara comes out, l'mayim says, it's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So comes out, says the Klechemda, that somebody who's chayv misa b'dei shemayim, it's rishus b'yad ha'adam, who sees it, to go ahead and kill him. So in Melo, all three shittas, according to the Rambam, are going, it's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. And the machlek is just this. So how did he physically do it? Did he do it like this? Did he do it like this? Did he do it like that? Same way you could learn. The other way, that Avada, according to the Ran, and according to the Shittas, that holds Chayv Misa B'dei Adam. Also, everybody holds that he killed him B'Yadayim. The question is, which Chayv Misa, which one did he decide to use? Did he use the Shem HaFarish because he didn't want anybody to see? Or did he end up hitting him with the Agraf, or did he end up using the Magraf Shaltit? These are the three Shittas. But L'chari, it's not Talui in whether it was Misa B'dei Shemayim, Misa B'dei Adam, how he actually did it. Okay.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin
says it's Chayv Misa. It doesn't say other. That's goof where the Machlokes is on that Gemara. The Rambam says in that Gemara that it's not Chayv Misa be the other. And the Ran says that it is. That on that Al Zeh Ne'emar, yeah. That's what the Machlokes was. So like this, when the topic was disclosed, so Rabbi Englander came over to tell me the following maisa, that he heard from Simcha Bonim Kohn that when Reb Leibel Eger became the Rav in Lublin, so there were misnagdim against him. He was a grandson of Reb Kiva Eger, a son of Reb Shlomo Eger. He went towards Chassidus, and you know, it was a controversial move at that point in time. Anyways, when he became the Rav of Lublin, there were a lot of people against him. So he got up in his first drasha and he said that I have a Kabbalah from Isaiah the Chassam Sofer, the Shem HaMefarish, and I know how to use it, and I will not hesitate to use it to whoever stands against me. So the Shaila is, is this story, can we disprove this story based on what we just finished saying, that according to the Halachas Ketanos, then L'chaira using the Shem HaFarish is a regular murder. I mean, if you go and kill somebody with the Shem HaFarish, you killed him. So it seems like it's going to work. It's not like other times we find the Stipler in Simen Mem Vav in Baba Kama. The Stipler has a whole share. A whole simon based on different cases in Chazal where you damage somebody with often using spiritual powers. he has over there all the Gemaras where Pshim Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Lata, when they came out of the cave and they looked at people and it turned into a pile of atzamos. And he goes through many cases in Shas where people got damaged using these koiches. And he says that in those cases, he goes on, basically his what he comes out lemaskana is that it depends. If you are basically, you're looking at him in a, like, what are you doing, like, when they came out of the cave. So he didn't say, oh, this guy should die. He was just looking, he was being matmir, like, what's going on? Seems min hashamayim they were masking, and that unleashed a terrible, midas adin. And they'll mask him, and it caused damage. So then the person wouldn't be chayv misa, because he didn't do anything. But the Stibler says, but if a person uses the shem mefarish with kavana to kill, that is going to kill. That is mamash a murder. And Meir Lo, he says that would be mamash chayv misa. Unless you say that if you're starting up with a rav, so then when you start up with a rav, so then it's begeder a min, and the halacha is that a min, it's ma'alim v'lo marin, it's marin v'lo ma'alim. So you're allowed to kill a machmas dam. So then maybe we could be mimed that the ma'isa is a ma'isa, that's true, and you could say that it's Eretz.
And he'll be b'day Shemayim, then he'll be allowed, and then he'll be b'day Shemayim?
Yeah, because then Shemayim is just being maskim to hurt this person. So, meaning, like, I think that this guy deserves a punishment, and if Shemayim is maskim to go ahead and do it, then let them go ahead and do it. That's how the stipler comes out in his share, that in Simen Mem Vav, that it would depend on the oifen that it's done. But he says something that's for sure going to work, it's your dualano, that it's chayv misa, that it would kill, so then avada it would be chayv misa, like the halachas ketanas.
In the case of Shem Bar Yochai, the Bas Kol said, you have to go back in the cave because you're not ready. It doesn't seem like that there
was. Because it seems that he was unleashing a midas adin. Not that he was actually killing people. It wasn't him, he didn't do anything. He didn't say anything.
So why was he told to go back?
Because he was unleashing a midas adin by looking at these people in this way. We can argue on that point later. The point is I want to get to one question. So recently, those who are learning Daf Yomi and Daf Zayin, so the Gemara there says the story with the Karbalta with the chicken that there's one second or minute or period of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry on every day. And Bilam knew how to be Yedei Hadas Elyon. So Memela, he was able to get into that, and he was going to say Kalem over there, and he was going to be Mazik Klal Yisrael. And all those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. So why didn't Hashem get angry during those days? Let me just say, I won't be masking to curse them. So it would seem that it has to work. So if it would have to work, so then it's clear to be Nechshev like a Maisa of an Adam. That he's doing it, Bilam's doing it. Not that Hashem is doing it, Bilam's doing it. And that's why Hashem had to, in order to counteract that, Hashem said, Man Sisi, I didn't get angry all those days. Right? You holding with the daf?
No, I'll do the daf.
Okay. This story you should know anyways. Okay. So it's also Gemara in Avodah Zarah, even the Avodah Zarah Chabura. So So Al Kapanim, so the kasha is like this, that the Gemara says over there that there was a tzaduki that was bothering Rabbi Shuvan Levi. And according to what we just said with the story, with that if you're starting up with a Talmud Chacham, so you chayv misa. So it's the together meaning that it's maridin v'loy malin. So the Gemara says over there that it was that he was waiting for the crown of the chicken to turn white so he can go ahead and curse him on that second. And what ended up happening is that he fell asleep. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina, Lava Erechara, to be Matriach Klape Milo, to have the Bezdin in Shamayla, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, to use him to settle your account with this Tzeduki, with this Min. So L'chara, why would this be called, so Tosis over there says, what do you mean? It's Maridim Vilay Milan, so you're allowed to kill him. Tesva says, yeah, you're allowed to kill him, you can kill him. Push him into the pit, go ahead and kill him. But to use a Koyach of Milo, that is Lava Erechara. So you see over there, Tesva is learning that using this power of this curse of during that second of the Rega Kememre, then Tosfos is clearly learning that that's not called a Maisa Adam. That would be called a Maisa Shemayim. So I'm not sure if Tosfos is arguing on this whole way that the disciple is learning. The disciple himself brings this down as a question, and he says Tzarchian, exactly how to learn that. So either I'm saying the disciple is on his spot from this. He says that Afilawaki, that his shot is Emes, he just needs to work on that Gemara. But either that curse is working Betaris more, that it's tapping into what's going on Lamala, that Kilu it's bringing down a Midas Adin into the world. Or, I don't know, maybe there's another way to learn that Gemara, that the disciple said that maybe you can have that. So what's the Maskana? The Maskana is that I don't know. People are asking me a lot of different questions about you're allowed to use it, you're not allowed to use it, when you're allowed to use it, and so on. I don't know, but according to this stipler, the using of the Shem Mefarash to kill somebody that wasn't Mechuyev Misa would be considered a regular Ritzicha, and you'd be Chayev Misa for it.
What?